Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people are curious about, the best neighborhoods in Lakewood Ranch. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this because Lakewood Ranch is really becoming a destination for a lot of different types of buyers, and I think people don't always realize how diverse the neighborhoods actually are.
Oh, I love that perspective. So when you say diverse, what do you mean? Like, are we talking different price points, or is it more about the vibe of each neighborhood?
Both, honestly. You've got everything from master planned communities with tons of amenities to more established neighborhoods with their own character. Some areas are really family focused with great schools and parks, while others appeal more to professionals or retirees looking for that resort style living experience. The architecture varies, the lot sizes are different, the proximity to shopping and dining, it all varies quite a bit.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If someone's moving to the area and they're trying to figure out where to land, what should they actually be thinking about? Like, what are the key factors?
Great question. I'd say start with lifestyle. What does your day-to-day look like? Are you commuting somewhere? Do you have kids in school? Are you retired and looking for golf and social activities? Once you nail that down, then look at the amenities each neighborhood offers: pools, fitness centers, walking trails. Then obviously budget comes into play, and honestly, proximity matters too. Some neighborhoods are closer to downtown Sarasota, others are more toward the Bradenton side.
Right. So it's not just about picking the best neighborhood, it's about picking the best one for you specifically. That makes total sense. Are there any neighborhoods that are kind of having a moment right now in 2026?
Absolutely. There are definitely some that are seeing increased interest, especially as people realize they can get a lot of value in Lakewood Ranch compared to other parts of the Tampa Bay area. The ones that combine great amenities with reasonable pricing are moving fast. And I'm seeing a lot of interest from people who want that community feel, but also don't want to sacrifice on modern conveniences.
No kidding. So if someone's listening and they're thinking about Lakewood Ranch, what's your advice for actually exploring these neighborhoods? Like, should they just drive around, or is there a smarter way to do it?
Oh, definitely a smarter way. I'd say connect with a local agent who knows the ins and outs, someone who can tell you not just about the homes, but about the community culture. Visit during different times of day to see what the neighborhood actually feels like. Talk to people who live there. And if you can, spend some time in the community centers or parks. That tells you a lot more than any listing description ever could.
That's such good advice. You know, what I think is so cool about Lakewood Ranch is that there really is something for everyone. And it sounds like you've got to do a little homework to find your fit. David, this has been really helpful. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
My pleasure. If anyone has questions about specific neighborhoods or wants to explore what Lakewood Ranch has to offer, they know where to find me. It's a great place to call home.
Perfect. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks again to David Liberatore for being here, and thanks to you for listening to My Real Estate Podcast. We'll catch you next time.